There is a particular word that occurs in all three readings that we have just heard proclaimed, the word of God proclaimed to us this morning. And that word is covenant. And so that leads to the question, good, what is a covenant? In the third millennium, before the birth of our Lord, people generally lived in family groups, we would call them tribes today, of nomads going up and down the area to find food for their crops or food for their cattle. And that would be fine until another group came along, and then they would meet each other, and then there would be a battle because each group was a family group. They knew each other. They could rely on each other. They could count on each other. Each one knew what it was that he or she was meant to do, and the welfare of the whole family depended on each one doing that. And so when you had another group come up that nobody knew, there wasn't any way to be with them. And so they fought, and many were killed. And that lasted for quite a while until eventually these tribal groups began to settle down and go into farming. And when they had done that for a while, then another group might come along and settle beside them. And so naturally, then once again, there would be a fight. Only this time, it would be much worse because the groups weren't going to keep on going. They were going to stay put, and so there would be no end to the fighting. And that wasn't going to work very well. So what were they going to do? Well, one day, somebody got the idea. He said to his family, let's go to this other group and adopt them. Make them part of our family. And if they're part of our family, then we'll know what to do with them. We'll know how to relate to them. We'll know how to be with them, and it'll be fine. And so they did. And that adopting, they call it covenant. So a covenant is a way of bringing somebody, adopting somebody into the family, making them part of the family. And that is exactly what God has done with us. He has made us part of his family. That happened at our baptism. We were baptized into the death and the resurrection of Christ, and by that we became part of the family of God. So here we are today, and the question is, how is God going to bring us more fully into the family? We recognize that we're part of it, but recognize that there are ways to go yet. We haven't fully entered into it. And so, what's going to happen? Well, Jesus is here with us. He promised that wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he would be there in the midst of them. And so here he is in the midst of us. And what is it that he's going to do? He's going to do two things. First of all, we will bring up our gifts, the water, the wine, the bread. And he will use that and make his own passion present on this altar. His own suffering, his own death will be physically present here on this altar and this place. And he's doing that so that we can be part of what it is that he's doing. What is he doing in his passion and death? He is giving himself totally for us to the Father. He is giving himself totally in love for us and for all people to the Father. And he is bringing us along. We're part of the family. And so where he goes, we go. And he's bringing us into what it is that he's prepared for us. So that's the first thing that Jesus is doing this morning. He is taking us, the family of God, and bringing us closer to the Father, closer to the goal of our life, closer to all that matters, closer to all that's real. And what's the second thing he's doing? Well, having united himself with the Father having united us with the Father, he unites ourselves with him. And he gives us the sacrament of his own body and blood, the body and blood of Christ, given to us precisely so that we can be integrated into him, so that we can find ourselves, find our reality in him, find ourselves at one with him. It is an immense gift of love. We couldn't even begin to imagine anybody doing such a thing. But yes, he shares his very self with us. Friends will share things with each other, and that'll be really good. And they'll have conversation together, and that'll be really good. But Jesus gives all of who he is, totally. All of who he is gives us to us in the sacrament of his body and blood, in this communion that we take here today. And it's Jesus doing it so that we will be part of his family, so that we will be more truly part of the family that he has made us to be part of from all eternity, God's family. Today, may we enter into these mysteries, unite ourselves with Jesus as he gives himself to the Father, makes his self-gift of the Father present here on this altar for us, and receive him in communion, receive him in his own body and blood, and be caught up into what Pope John Paul called Eucharistic amazement, that somebody would do this for us, that he cares about us that much. He wants to be with us forever. And so he gives us his life, eternal life, life without ending.